Prior to affordable care reforms, certain people, particularly those with pre-existing conditions, could not get commercial health insurance, period. That's what Pepper Massey learned when she left a job a few years ago and tried to start her own consulting business.
I thought, okay, here, my COBRA is going to be running out, so I'm thinking ahead, what am I going to do? Sent in applications to all of the three providers, I believe it was three, in South Dakota, imagining that what I was going to be doing was determining which one I would choose because of pricing, and I was denied by all three of them.
Massey's experience is similar to mine. I left a job and started freelancing in 2006, and I also checked into health insurance and found that I could not get coverage. I chose to take a chance. I call it working without a net. Pepper Massey did not.
And that's when I said, okay, I need to find a job that's going to provide health insurance. So my options were kind of limited at that point.
So we go to the website.
Okay.
What's the website?
www.healthcare.gov.
In the middle of December, I decided to get some assistance to explore affordable care. I called Jerry Sefner, who is a licensed agent. If you want help navigating the site, you can find assistance on the Affordable Care website by clicking on Find Local Help. Here in Rapid City, one option is Community Health Center of the Black Hills, which has three certified applications counselors. But Jerry Sefner comes to my house and sits at the dining room table and puts up with my cats chewing on his laptop's power cord.
So we go to, so it opens up and there are three dots and it says apply now, see plans, see if I can get lower costs.
Mm-hmm. If you're new to the insurance game, I would say the first thing to do would be to look at the plans and see if there's something in there that would fit your needs.
And you can do that without opening an account?
Yes, yep. You can.
Having assistance doesn't mean the process will have no glitches. I start the application on my laptop, but at some point my server is denied access to authenticate something or other, and so we switch to Jerry's computer. And having a working website does not eradicate pilot error, so to speak.
What happened there?
I made a mistake.
Oh.
So let's go back over to here. Okay. And now we've got that rectified. And we will move on smartly.
Setting up an account involves some familiar steps, creating a username and password, and establishing certain security questions. You will not be asked about pre-existing conditions, but you are asked your age and whether you use tobacco. And you have to enter the income you expect to earn in 2014. These pieces of information are factors in the cost of your insurance policy and the amount of financial assistance you can get from the federal government. And this is where some low-income people are discovering they're left out.
They don't qualify for a subsidy because they don't make enough money.
Sefner's statement sounds strange, that people can't get financial help with health insurance because they don't make enough money. But this is the situation created in South Dakota and other states where state leaders refuse to expand Medicaid coverage.
If my income had been around $11,000, at this point it would come up and say, you're not eligible.
Exactly. If it's less than about $11,500, the process will generate a letter that you can see right away, and that's what it says on there about your Medicaid eligibility.
It's a complicated situation, but in a nutshell, an adult living at or below poverty is eligible under federal guidelines for Medicaid. But in South Dakota, there are additional state guidelines that leave out adults who are not disabled or elderly. Under the Affordable Care Act as originally written, states had to expand Medicaid and offer it to low-income adults. But the U.S. Supreme Court struck down that provision and created the gap. So if a South Dakota family of four is living at less than poverty level, about $23,500, the children in that family can get Medicaid coverage, but the parent cannot. And because the parent qualifies federally for Medicaid, he or she cannot get subsidies for affordable care. Jerry Sefner says it's tough to have to break this news to low-income people needing coverage.
I tell them the best thing to do is maybe contact their representative or senator and try to change things. Maybe they don't know that there's people out here that actually need this stuff. I'm clueless on it, and apparently so are they.
These low-income adults can still shop the marketplace, but without subsidies, the word affordable does not apply. I ran numbers for a 48-year-old with an $11,000 income living alone and found that he would pay a third of his gross income for the most basic plan. The deadline for January health insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act has passed, I think. That deadline kept moving around at the end of December, but you can still sign up until the end of March for coverage in 2014. Call someone for assistance if you have any doubts about eligibility, because each person's situation varies. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks, now insured and reporting from Rapid City.